Hello and welcome to level 84 of Three Extra Lives, a video game and trivia podcast. I'm your host, Tom Knight. Here we go again. It's another level. You know what it's all about. I'm going to talk to you for a few minutes and then we're going to get down with the trivia gauntlet where I'm going to throw you some questions to see how many you can get right. Testing your knowledge, making you smarter, all the good stuff. Let's get on with the show. In this level of Three Extra Lives, I'm talking about a game called TikTok, A Tale for Two. Now, it's nothing to do with the social media platform TikTok, so you can get that out of your head straight away. TikTok, A Tale for Two is a game developed by Other Tales Interactive, and it came out in March 2019. And the synopsis for the game is, you and your friend are trapped in a mystical world. As time ebbs away, you must solve increasingly complex puzzles to escape. Cooperation is key, as neither of you have the full picture. Now, the really cool thing about this game is that it takes place by playing it on two devices, and you can either play this locally, or you can play it remotely. So you can play it with somebody over the internet, for example, somebody that you know, of course. And all you really need is that voice connection. So if you're in the same room as somebody, and they've got the game on their device, you've got the game on your device, that's all you need to get started. And how this game works is it's so clever because when you first start the game, you choose who's going to be player one and who's going to be player two. Based on what player you are selected as, will determine what you see on the screen at any given time. And this is how this game really shines because you are trapped in this mystical world. And the game feels a bit like an escape room in a way, a more expanded escape room that takes place over different times and in different locations, so you're not constricted just to one room that you're trying to escape, but there is an objective that you're always trying to progress towards. The puzzles are just super clever because on one screen, one player will be seeing something relating to a puzzle. On the other player's screen, they'll be seeing something but slightly different, and this is where you have to communicate what you're seeing on your screen. The other player has to communicate what they're seeing on their screen because you're not sitting side by side looking at each other's screen. I mean, you could, but that's totally cheating. Don't do that. I mean, I'm not going to stop you, but I would recommend playing it the way it's supposed to be played. Through this communication, you'll be able to work out who has to initiate inputs, who needs to do a certain thing with regards to what you can see on the screen. And the setting for this game is quite mysterious. You will soon find that time does have a key element into some of the puzzles that you're solving. And the difficulty of the puzzles is fairly consistent throughout. You're not really going to be stuck on something for too long, I would say. There's probably one or two puzzles in particular that do require just a little bit more thought. You might spend a little bit more time on those compared to some of the other ones, but it is very intuitive of what needs to be done, because sometimes with these type of games, you end up thinking too much outside the box and then you end up doing things that make no sense at all. But I found it was always very good at keeping you relatively on the right path at all times, but that doesn't take away from your ability to solve the puzzles, because it has some really great puzzles in this game that once solved, you feel really smart and you feel a bit smug. And visually, this game is really pleasing as well, as you are almost operating from a first-person perspective at all times as you navigate through various scenes in this world. The atmosphere of this game is inspired by Scandinavian fairy tales. And the whole game is hand-drawn as well, which really adds to the feel of the game as you explore the various locations. The game as well can be played cross-platform, so you can play on Nintendo Switch, PC. It's out on iOS, Android, and Mac, so there's great ways for people to come together to play this. You could play it on two PCs, or, as they say on the Steam page, you could get cozy on the couch with your Switch and iPad. And I think it was just a very creative way to allow two people to play together on the same game. It's not bound by a system. It's not bound by you requiring to be online, so to speak, although you do need that voice communication. But it's a really creative way to have a game that requires that social interaction, but you're not bound by the fact that, hey, I need to connect to the internet, or I have to join a lobby. It's just, hey, find that other person, find your player two. I'm sure you've got somebody out there. You're going to be probably playing this in one playthrough. So set aside around 2.5 hours to get through the game. It's a great game just to play in an evening. If you're looking for something to do with your partner, if you're looking for something to do with a friend, like, this is a great experience that you can have together. Like I say, it is like an escape room, so to speak, that kind of boxed experience where you are solving puzzles to progress to eventually reach an end goal. And if you do enjoy the escape rooms, or if you do enjoy puzzle solving, you're gonna have a great time doing this with a friend. Me and my partner Amanda, we played through this together and we had a lot of fun. We got stuck once, but we got through it, and it was a very satisfying way to spend a few hours together cooperating. And also just the fact that knowing that what I was seeing, Amanda couldn't see, but what Amanda could see, I couldn't see, and just having to explain what was on my screen and Amanda having to explain what was on her screen so we could solve those puzzles together, so we could finally escape. Or did we? Well, that would be a spoiler, and you are gonna have to go grab your player two and enter the world of TikTok, A Tale for Two. And if you do, let me know how you get on. That's TikTok, A Tale for Two by Other Tales Interactive. And here we are at the end of another level of 3 Extra Lives. As always, you can find 3 Extra Lives over on social media at 3 Extra Lives, and you can find all the information you could ever require about 3 Extra Lives over at 3extralives.com. That'll include show notes and links to past episodes of the show as well, and other links including Discord and Twitch. Get ready, because the Trivia Gauntlet is coming up right after this. And as always, let me know how you do on the trivia. And with that out of the way, I want to say thank you very much for tuning in. I always appreciate it. And I will see you all in level 85! It's trivia time! Oh yeah, here we go with the Trivia Gauntlet for level 84. We've got a theme surrounding time, so keep that in mind. Here we go with question one. What movie is this sound clip from?
Save the clock tower! Save the clock tower! Mayor Wilson is sponsoring an initiative to replace that clock. 30 years ago, lightning struck that clock tower, and the clock hasn't run since. We at the Hill Valley Preservation Society think it should be preserved exactly the way it is, as part of our history and heritage.
There you go, lady. There's a quarter.
The correct answer is Back to the Future. Did you get that one right? If you did, give yourself an extra life. All right, here we go with question two. Big Ben is the nickname for the great bell of the striking clock at the north end of the Palace of Westminster in London, England. But what decade did construction start on this famous landmark? Is it A, 1840? Is it B, 1870? Is it C, 1900? The correct answer is 1840. Construction began on the 28th of September, 1843, and the tower itself was opened on the 31st of May, 1859. If you got that one right, give yourself an extra life. And here we go with the final question of this level. Let's see how you do. What animal in Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland has an obsession with time? The correct answer is the white rabbit. Did you get that one right? If you did, give yourself an extra life.
I'm late, I'm late, for a very important date. No time to say hello, goodbye, I'm late, I'm late, I'm late.
Game over.